Welcome to Shomar Shalom Adaf, where I'm Sochin Daf Pizayin. The Gemara Amud Beis, during the conversation that Kosh Baruch Hu has with Hoshea, the Gemara mentions that there's arba kinyonim shekenisi boilomi. There's four kinyonim that Kosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, acquired in this world. One is Torah, the other one is Shemayim V'aretz, the other one is Beis HaMikdash, and the fourth one is Yisrael. So first of all, it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah in Ovis, really a Brisa in Ovis, Perek Vav, Brisa Yud, brings the same quote. But there, the Brisa says there's five things that Kosh Baruch Hu chose, Kosh Baruch Hu acquired. The fifth one that is added is Avraham Avinu. So it's interesting enough why here the Gemara says four, while there it says five, and the Maharal discusses it in Derech Chai. But the Maharal explains, what's the idea of the what Kosh Baruch Hu is koine, what he acquired? What is the kinyan over here? We know Kosh Baruch Hu's koine everything, koine hakoyel. Everything is acquired by Hashem. So explain to the Maharal, the idea of kinyan, whenever we speak about kinyan, is a complete connection between the buyer and the thing that's being purchased. Because a person doesn't buy unless he really needs it. A person could sell, even if he doesn't need the money, he could sell it because he decides to sell. But buying, why a person buys? He buys because he needs that. He has a feeling he needs it. But it's something that he really needs. So when it says that Kosh Baruch Hu has kinyonim, meaning that thing belongs, it connects to Kosh Baruch Hu completely. It's completely associated with Kosh Baruch Hu. And then the Maharal continues and says that the four things mentioned in the Gemara and Psochim, there are things that start from Torah, which is the highest Madrego, then they go to Shemayim V'aretz, then they go to Yisrael, and then they go to Beis HaMikdash. Meaning he says that's a sequence. And Elo Advarim and Kesei Demor, they're in the right order. And that's the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maharal concludes and says, V'rayuy lecho lehavim dvarim asher ramaznu poi. You should try to understand what we hinted over here. Ki em dvarim brur me'oid, ain't sofik brur shazeh. It's very clear, and there's no doubt in this explanation. What does the Maharal mean? What it means, the sequence is, first Torah, then Shemayim V'aretz, then Yisrael, then Beis HaMikdash. So my father, Shlita, on his footnotes on the Maharal, brings there when my Rebbe, Ramoy Shapiro, Zechet Tzai Divrocha, said, explain what the Maharal means. It says, we know there's four letters in Shem Hashem. There's a Yud, then a Hey, then the Vav, and then a Hey. So the four things, the four Kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are connected to these four letters. The Torah belongs to Yud, because Yud is Chachma. As Rashi says, Yud Hashem HaMachshava Nemro. Yud is referring to something which is only in your mind. We know with Yud, the Olam Haba was created, which is going to be in the future. Yud belongs to Torah. Shemayim V'aretz is Keneged, the first Hey. Because the first Hey refers to how things are come out to fruition. We know that the letter Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Hazeh. The letter A is associated with the Midah called Bino. That's what's brought down in the Mekubalim. And Bina means Mevin Dover, Mitoich Dover. Understand something with something else. You have an idea. Then to understand it, to take it to fruition, that's considered to be Bina. Shemayim, the Aretz is, Shemayim is the potential, and the Aretz is bringing things to fruition. You have nothing in the world that you don't have in Shemayim. It's all a connection of bringing something from above to below, and that's why it belongs to the letter Hey. Yisrael are connected the letter Vav. Because Vav means Vav Achibur, connection. Adam is the one who connects. He is the one who brings the fruition from above there in Shemayim to down here in the world. You connect to here the Divrei HaGoyin. The Vilna HaGoyin says, the Shemayim is one thing, the Aretz is something else. The Adam is the Adam HaMechabram. He's the connector between Shemayim and Aretz. So he's the letter Vav, which is the connector. That's Yisrael. And then Beis HaMikdash is connected the last day. Because we know the last day, that refers always to the Malchus of Hashem, refers to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed here in the world. As we're going to have in this week, and then we're going to read Parsha Zachar, we mention Parsha Zachar is connected to Amalek, because when Amalek is here, so the last two letters of the name of Hashem are gone. Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. It says when Amalek is here, you have only the first two letters of Hashem, because he hides and disguises the Gilui of Hashem in the world. So you don't have the connection to down here, and you don't have the Gilui of Hashem here in the world. The letter Hey, the last letter Hey, is how everything is revealed here in the world. So Yud Kei Vav Kei are associated with the four kinyonim that Kesh Baruch Hu has in the world, because the kinyonim belong to Hashem Be'etzim. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name of Hashem. So you may know whatever it belongs to Hashem is Ramuz hinted in the name of Hashem. And that's what the Maharal means to say. That's the sequence. The sequence is Torah, then Shemayim Va'aretz, then Yisrael, and then Beis HaMikdash, because that's the sequence of the letters of the name of Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.